You know, and starting the whole process from the ground up, I know that most church planters are not really even thinking about salaries because there's no money. But, you know, you have to set salaries. You have to figure out, okay, where do you set a salary when you don't have a church yet? And that's a hard one to figure out. But I know for us in early days of the Springs, and what I tell church planters to do is there's a great resource out there, and the website is www.nacba.net. Now, Adam, you were a part of this association when you were here, and I don't know if you still are, but what do those letters mean?
National Association of Christian Business Administrators. Great website, great organization.
Okay, and a great resource because they have an entire survey of thousands of churches of every different size, every denomination, every location in the country, every position in the church, budget size, tenure. I mean, all you can do a search based on what size your church is, what region of the country you're in, what your budget amount is, what position, and find a high, low, median. And I mean, it's a great guideline because I know for us when we first started, I didn't have any idea. Where do you go, and how do you set a salary? And for us, we set a personnel team, put a personnel team in place in the early days, who was actually a personnel slash admin team. They functioned in all the finances and personnel, and I just looked at them. I said, guys, here's NACBA.net. Set my salary because I don't want to get involved in that. And it was great. I mean, because there you have all the material, you know, backing up all the data. And so that's a good one to go to. But once the salary's set, there's a whole nother piece of this in the housing allowance. And Adam, I've sat in coaching networks with you quite a few times now. And every time I hear you talking about housing allowance, I sit there and realize I'm not taking enough, or I missed it, or I did something wrong. So talk to us about housing allowance. How do you divide it out? What's give us a little bit of input on the housing allowance.
Well, on the housing allowance, it is only available for the licensed, commissioned, or ordained ministers. Those are the IRS's terms for defining who is eligible to receive housing allowance. And this is a big area that has gotten a lot of attention lately. And it's really important that you do it to the letter and do it right. Mm. One of the key things is that it has to be board-approved in advance. Again, the IRS has set out some very specific requirements, this being one, board-approved in advance. The pay that is designated as housing allowance can be no more than reasonable. And again, that's something that's fairly recent in the law that they changed. Then the third important criteria in there is it is the lesser of the amount actually used for a home, the fair rental value of the home, or the amount established by the board. And, you know, those three are kind of confusing, but it's really important that whoever is setting the housing allowance get those down and you know, get it right. One of the questions I get a lot of times in the coaching network is, what's fair rental value? What in the world do I do there? Some of that is going to be dependent upon your region, your locale. A round figure is 1% of the home's value. So if you have a $300,000 home, it's 1%, it's $3,000. And that's kind of a good round figure to use, the 1%.
That's $3,000 per month.
Per month.
Not per year.
Not per year.
Okay.
That's per month.
That's good. Now, with the housing allowance, you say board approved, okay? I'm, again, going back to a church planter filter.
What's a board?
Yeah, what's a board? And what if they don't have that yet? I mean, is that as simple as assembling a few guys?
Sure. It can be the administrative team, personnel team, or it could simply be the core, the launch team. The people get together and say, you know, this is what we want to designate as housing allowance. Okay. Your pay is going to be this, and this is what housing will be.
But really, it should be on the responsibility of a church planter to figure your own.
Correct.
I mean, the board can't figure it for you. You have to figure it and present it to them and say, this is what I want it to be. Right?
And there's a whole worksheet that you can go through. Again, that's something that you could get off of my website. It's also available. You can do a search on the internet and you can find housing worksheets. Mm. But that has to be done before you obviously get the housing. Give that to the board and they'll approve that.
Okay, and when you talk about, you know, what can be, again, what is a housing allowance? What does that specifically mean? You know, you take somebody's salary, and this is their salary, and you've got so much of a housing allowance. What's the benefit of a housing allowance?
Well, the benefit is that all of that money that you receive is an exclusion from federal income taxes. It's not an exemption. That's something that people get confused, but it's an exclusion from income tax. So in other words, if you get $30,000 for a housing allowance, you don't pay federal income taxes on that money. To make it even better, if you have a mortgage and you pay interest, you can also deduct the interest when you do your taxes, file your taxes, as well as your real estate taxes. Mm-hmm. And both of those two items get included in your housing allowance total. So there's a little double dipping there.
A legal double dipping.
A legal double dipping.
Very important to know.
On the flip side, housing allowance is not an exclusion or exemption from self-employment tax. So you do have to include that income as part of your self-employment tax.
Okay. So the now, again, the allowable items for deductions that can be applied to a housing allowance, that's on your website too, right? I mean,
sure.
Just a list
yep.
of everything you could imagine that goes into providing a home for yourself.
That's right. Maintenance and rent and mortgage, and there's a lot of items on there.
Okay. And, you know, in figuring up housing allowance, I think that most guys that I've talked to, they always fall short.
Most of the time.
So if they fall short, that's it? Did they
lose
that?
Yep. Because that's the lesser amount the board approved. So if you actually go in and spend $45,000 to maintain a home for the year, but the board or team only approved $30,000, then $30,000 is what you get to take.
And you get one shot at this.
That's right.
Beginning of the year, I mean, it has to be approved and go. And so I would encourage you in the whole housing allowance, boy, get this one right. Go to Adam's website, do some searches, find out, you know, and do the worksheets because this is something that you want to avail yourself to in the process as you're laying out your salary is the housing allowance.